Now, staying with the brain, more than a third of it in a human is devoted just to decoding what we see. And although brain scans can show us the parts of the brain that are switching on when we look at certain things, what they can't tell us is what tasks those active areas are actually carrying out. But very rarely, an opportunity arises for scientists to literally get inside the human mind. And this happened recently to neuroscientist Nancy Kanwisher.
So I've been studying a region on the bottom of the back of the right hemisphere for about 20 years. It's called the fusiform face area. It's a little region that's about the size of a penny, and it responds quite strongly when you look at faces. And so we've known that for quite a while. The question is, what does it do with faces? And does it also play a little bit of a role in the perception of other things that aren't faces? And so what I wanted to know is, when that region of the brain is stimulated and a person is looking at something that isn't a face, does it affect their perception of that other thing? We can't do things to people's brains. That's not ethical. So what we have to do when we study humans is wait for clinical opportunities where a neurosurgeon is going to do something for clinical reasons. This patient had intractable epilepsy, and you can't live a normal life that way. So in these situations, what neurosurgeons do is first map out the brain, find the focus of the epilepsy seizures, and take it out surgically. And so the neurosurgeons placed tiny electrodes all over the surface of his brain, including a lot of electrodes right in an area that I happened to be interested in. It was an opportunity to find out what happens when the patient looks at different things and when those electrodes are stimulated electrically.
Right, so you're both eavesdropping on what's going on in those areas natively. And you can also then reverse the equation and put electricity and therefore stimulus into those areas and ask, well, if I change the activity in that area, what does it do to the patient's experience?
Exactly. So we gave the neurosurgeons a bunch of pictures of faces and words and objects and different kinds of things, both in color and in grayscale. And we said, please show these images to the patient, and we think we'll be able to find out what exactly each electrode responds to. And sure enough, there were 10 electrodes right next to each other that responded nearly exclusively to faces.
And what happened when you then stimulated those areas? So you know I'm recording from this particular area underneath at the back of the brain, and I'm seeing it becoming very excitable when this person looks at faces. But when you then put energy into that area, what does the patient see?
What the patient saw was he saw a face on top of whatever he was looking at. So when he was looking at a box, he saw a face on top of the box. When he was looking at this orange soccer ball, he saw a face on top of the soccer ball. And he reported that the face looked like an anime character. It wasn't a person familiar to him. Now, that may be because when you electrically stimulate the brain, you are essentially activating tens of thousands of neurons in that region. And it may be that when you do that, what that codes for is a very general presence of a face, not a particular face, which might require activating a subset of those neurons.
What is your interpretation, the fact that you see the face on top of the object you were looking at and the object itself is not changed in your perception when you do this?
My interpretation is that region is only involved in face perception, not even a little bit in the perception of objects. And so this is the strongest possible evidence that the kinds of minds we have are these very specialized minds that have special purpose machinery for solving very particular problems.
And when the visual system is looking at things, can one sort of summarize by saying, well, if you look at something and there is a face somewhere in it, then the right bit of the brain extracts the face shape, tells your consciousness, ah, that must be a face, by activating this area you've been looking at. So it's like a trip switch. When your area you're interested in goes active, that says to the brain, yep, that's a face.
Exactly.
Does your finding suggest then that if you had done the opposite of stimulating that area and you deactivated it, that this person wouldn't be able to recognize a face for what it was? They would just see a shape like they would see any other shape.
Exactly. I think what would happen is the patient would probably know that the face was a face, but probably would not know which face it was. And actually, we didn't have time for the neurosurgeons to test that in this patient, but my guess is that when the patient was looking at a face, if we had asked him, which person is that, while stimulating that region, he would probably be disrupted with that function. He would probably know it was a face, but not know which face, either if you deactivated the region or if you stimulated a lot of neurons in that region. Both of those things are kinds of disruption that interfere with processing in that region.
And as Groucho Marx famously said, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. One face, of course, we don't want to forget is Nancy Kanwisher, who is there describing the work she's just published in the journal PNAS. She's at MIT in Boston.